It's Nordjork Arts 10th anniversary. Nordjork Arts is celebrating a decade filled with tremendous growth, strain, and success for the organization. With hundreds of programs produced, artists hired, partnerships formed, relationships built, and community members served. So, how did Nordjork Arts become what it is today? Join us as we talk to 10 of NYS most influential supporters to learn the story of our organization. We are so excited to share this milestone with you. Here, our host, Julian Carvajal.
Joe Borowick, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you so much for being part of our podcast to celebrate our 10th years of existence at Nordjork Arts. Joe, can you tell us who you are?
I'm a retired civil servant. I used to work for the City of Toronto. In my last job there, I was part of the city manager's staff, and I had two sort of portfolios. One was to be governance liaison for a number of the city's corporations and boards, and the other was to be the policy lead and manager for recruitment for the city's corporate boards and also its committees and agency boards.
Okay, what is your connection with Nordjork Arts?
Well, my connection, I think, is largely because I trained as a city planner, and my first positions in planning were with what was then known as the City of Nordjork Planning Department. So I spent many years working in what was then called Nordjork City Hall at Mel Lastman Square. And as part of my job, I met a variety of Nordjork residents in different parts of the city. I travel because of my work to see sites all over the city. So I have this, in a way, it's almost like, you know, it's where I started professionally. So it's almost like home in some ways.
Okay, and how did you become part of NYA's family?
To a certain extent by chance. I happened one day to be walking through the lobby at City Hall, and I saw this fellow there who was one of my clients. He was the manager of what was then known as the Ford Center for the Performing Arts. Now it's known as Meridian Arts Center. And I stopped by to say hello, and he happened to be or happened to have with him this young woman, and he introduced me to her. You know, hi, how are you? And it turned out that woman was Lila Kareem, who was the initiating founder of Nordjork Arts. And I offered to, or said that I would be interested in helping and in participating in the creation and development of Nordjork Arts. And after a period of time, I was invited to be on what was then called the advisory committee for Nordjork Arts, because Nordjork Arts hadn't been incorporated at that time. And since then it has been, and I've been on the board for some number of years. So that's how it all started, by a chance meeting.
Wow, that's incredible. Thank you so much. Like, you know, the universe put everything together, and everything that happens for a reason. So I'm very glad that you encounter your colleague and introduce you to Lila. Joe, what are some things that you are proud of NYA's achieved in the last 10 years?
One of the things I'm proud of or pleased to have seen is for Nordjork Arts to have grown, to do more, to reach out to different communities across the city and different ages. One of the programs that I was quite pleased to see happen was something called the Legacy Collective. And that was one where older ladies who had come to Canada from South America, and they would all get together every once in a while and they'd sew and they'd talk. I am myself the child of immigrants, and I used to look at that program and think, boy, if that had been around for my mom, she probably would have loved it. Just the chance to get together with other ladies, speak her native language, and do stuff. I thought that was great. So the fact that North York Arts has been able to develop programs like that. Drum to DJ is another one. Things that speak to people's character and their qualities and bring out parts of themselves that they may not otherwise have a chance to bring out. So I'm happy to see that growth.
That's great to hear. And I totally agree with you. The Legacy Program is a great program. Actually, last year I had the opportunity to facilitate a program through WhatsApp. So we were doing my own stories in my own voice. And it's a program that we did using WhatsApp as a response of COVID. And of course, because the use of data is very low, so many participants were able to assist to this virtual program without having to worry about having a computer, access to a reliable internet. Joe, we're talking about the future, and I know we change emails about the future, and I know that this word these days is hard to know what the future is going to bring us in general, but what are your hopes about the things that North York Arts can achieve in the next 10 years?
In one word, more. I'm hoping that North York Arts can expand the geographic footprint of areas where it is involved with programs. I'm hoping that it can expand the sort of breadth, the types of programs that are offered, the depth of those programs in terms of reaching different communities, different ages, different sorts of people in different parts of town. That's what I would hope to see.
Thank you, Joe. What are you hoping to see more in the art scene in the city in general?
In the city as a whole, what I'm hoping for, what I would like to see is two things. The first is more programming and more events, and maybe facilities, but at least events and programming out of the core, out in what city planners would call the inner suburbs, places like Etobicoke, North York, and Scarborough. Because for people in those parts of town, going downtown can be an arduous journey. And there's so many facilities and organizations and artists and galleries and performance spaces and so on. I'd like to see more activity and more facilities in places like North York and Scarborough and Etobicoke. And along with that is programming. A few years ago, Nuit Blanche focused on Scarborough Town Center and has, I think, for a couple of years. They've done some work with North York Arts and the North York community in and around Mel Lastman Square, bringing programs, even if there's not facilities, but bringing programs and events to the inner suburbs, I think is something I'd like to see more of. It's great for people to say that the downtown institutions serve the entire community, and they do. They can be tough to get to. If you live in Malvern and you don't have a car, it's a big deal to go to the Art Gallery of Ontario for you. It's a long trip. It's a day. It's a whole day. You're going to it's going to take you a couple of hours each way on public transit. It's great to say that they serve, but making that happen, it can be really difficult.
Thank you, Joe. The last question, what do you think is so unique about North York Arts?
I'm not certain that we are truly unique. One of the things that we've been able to do well, I think, is to connect with the communities within North York. And there are other organizations that claim the same thing, their ability to connect and their ability to bring forward the character and nature of their communities. But I think that's something that North York Arts has worked hard to do, and it's something that I'm proud to be associated with.
Well, thank you so much, Joe, for this opportunity. It has been a pleasure talking to you, learning from you about the coincidence, out of a chance how you met Lilac and how now you are still part of the organization as the chair of the board of directors. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, you can make your donations on our website or through canadahelps.ca.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on our social media and visit our website to learn more about our celebration. Until next time.